Yeah, it's Brian Mazeroski, Joe Beamer, here with you on WBEN. I thought of another thing. We were talking about this at the end of yesterday, Joe, and I said I've got like it's not a take. It's more of an idea in the back of my mind, a Bills-related idea. And I said, like, why don't we wait till Monday when we're together after the Bills play? It's kind of a good day to get that going.
Yes.
And then I thought of another good Bills one. This was brought up by John Murphy last Friday when we talked to him. And then I thought of it again because of the trade deadline yesterday. And I also want to wait till Monday. I'm like leading the show with ideas for next week. But it's I got a couple good ones.
No, two Monday cliffhangers.
Yes. So join us on Monday. As for ideas for today, Joe, I don't know. I'm few and far between. But Monday, we got it all settled.
Monday, let's get into the show early. We'll tell Randy to shorten up that newscast because Brian's got Monday planned, really on Tuesday, but especially on this hump day.
Until then, we'll shorten it up here.
Before we get into the topic for today, I have to say, I was disappointed with a Hallmark movie last night, Brian. And this can't go without being said.
It can't?
Yeah, it probably could. But these Hallmark movies, let me tell you, you know, they're supposed to be these feel-good Christmas movies, and they are still these feel-good Christmas movies. They've lost half their actors, actresses, and producers. But I watched one last night. It just, I understand a movie about ghosts is already not going to be believable, but could we keep it within the realm of possibility? And that they just went right out the door with it. I don't want to give away the ending to the listeners that I'm sure are going to watch this movie as Christmas approaches. But let me just say the ghost movie, the Christmas ghost movie on Hallmark that was on Sunday, very disappointing. It's a theme I'm noticing with these Hallmark movies this year. They're just not that good.
What part of the movie about somebody falling in love with a ghost was unrealistic to you, Joe?
Well, I don't want to give the ending away. So if you don't want a spoiler alert, turn your radio off for 10 seconds. It was the part where the ghost then was able to become a human.
Yeah.
Was able to,
that's
50
really
years
where you
later,
lose me too.
Come back at the age that they passed away, by the way.
Yeah.
They were able to walk through a door and they're a person. They're a living human again. Too much for me. I'm sorry. I'm done.
Yeah.
With that movie. I'm still going to watch more Hallmark movies. But the creativity in these movies. You know, I asked for a curveball. I said these Hallmark movies need to start throwing a curveball because I shouldn't be able to know what happens 5 minutes in. I didn't know what was going to happen 5 minutes into this movie. But still not the curveball I was talking about. So, at least they're listening.
Yeah. You sound like me as like a 7-year-old watching wrestling where it's like, listen, I can believe that you buried this person alive, but how do you Irish whip somebody from rope to rope? That's just, you start to lose me. I'm starting to feel like this isn't real.
Was that the age? 7 for you?
Yeah, I can believe that this person would fall in love with a ghost, but that the ghost becomes alive at the end of the movie and they get married. That's just too much.
I'm all for, you know, stuff like, but can we just not stretch it too much? All right, the ghost part.
I think that is a ridiculous thing to say.
I liked the movie City of Angels. But this just stretched it a little too much. They had we got married and had kids and this and that. And like, this was someone who was friends with your grandmother and now you're married to them. That was a ghost.
I'll tell you where you went wrong. You went into a Hallmark movie with a set of expectations.
I know.
Right? I mean, like, I would say a lot of people would say where you went wrong was watching it in the first place.
Yeah.
I would probably agree with them, but I'll be a little generous. I'll just say it's going into it with expectations.
Not only did I watch it
without expectations. And
this
still
was on the DVR. Like, I actually went out of my way to make sure I had this.
Yeah, that's just, come on.
So I just wanted to share that.
All right. Well, I'm excited for what I'm going to watch a little bit later on today, Joe, because I was getting excited for this. I'm going to go to the Sabres game tonight. Sabres Penguins, always one of my favorite things to do, and it's I grew up a Penguins fan. I grew up in Buffalo, but I was always a Penguins fan. That was the team I got to watch the most on TV when I was a kid, you know, for various reasons.
Okay.
So I grew up, I was a Penguins fan. I loved it, and I loved going to all the games when I was a kid. And tonight, for the first time in over 20 years, Joe.
Yes.
The Penguins are playing Buffalo tonight. And at the arena, it's going to be a matchup. They're both wearing their new jerseys between the Sabres goat head logo and the Penguins ugly triangle pigeon logo. That was the matchup of the jerseys when the two teams played all the time in the late 90s.
Yes.
And, you know, for 1 year.
When we were kids.
In the 2000s. Went, like, right in my sweet spot. Right in my sweet spot. That's what, from age like 7 to 11, that was the jersey that was on the ice. So for the first time, the last time, and I had to look it up this morning, the last time that happened was in January of 2002. So almost 21 years ago is the last time these two logos played each other on the ice. So there's a part of me, I'm excited to go tonight and kind of see a blast from the past.
Okay.
To relive a little something from back when I was growing up. It's going to be neat to see, right?
Are you wearing the Robo Penguin to match the players?
Oh, yeah, sure. I've got the jerseys from when I was a kid in the club. I will wear it and match the team.
Look at you.
On the ice. I'm excited to see that matchup of jerseys. And it's just like a little thing that kind of gets me a little extra invested into. I've always been, you know, kind of a geek about the uniforms the teams wear.
Right.
I want teams to look nice. I want it to be aesthetically pleasing.
Yes.
On the TV or in person. So, right, that's what I'm looking forward to tonight. And it got me thinking of a bunch of other little things that have maybe gone away and things that aren't really big deals. Right, because in the grand scheme of things, you know, what happened to both these jerseys? Well, everyone wanted the Sabres to go back to blue and gold. They did. And then eventually they went back to the old logo. And what they're wearing now, everyone loves.
They went to a bad blue and gold first. Yeah.
The Penguins, the same thing happened. They're like, well, hey, this thing is actually, I feel like it's kind of ugly. Let's go back to the old logo. And then they did. And then they went back to the old colors. And now both teams, if they were wearing their regular jerseys, it would look exactly how it would have in, like, 1989.
Yes.
And, like, 88, which is kind of funny. Everything goes around. And tonight they're wearing, like, the 99 version. But a little thing like that, like, it never really mattered. There were still the two teams. They played, you know, two times a year, depending on the year. And they were just wearing slightly different clothes, and the world kind of went on. But I missed it.
Yes.
Right, I missed it all. Like, a little part of what I was growing up with did kind of go away there with the removal of the jersey. I get a little taste of that tonight. They're wearing special jerseys. I'm wondering what else is out there that has kind of silently gone away that nobody really misses that much. You don't need it. You don't miss it. It's not part of your day-to-day life. It's not crucial. But those little things that you kind of miss, that you have a little bit of nostalgia for, or you would just be a little bit happier in your day-to-day if they were still around. And I'm trying, like, this jersey matchup is one of those things for me. Like, I just like that it's going to be there tonight when I go to the game. I'm trying to think of what else is that for me in day-to-day life. And I thought of a couple things, Joe. Number one, wouldn't it be nice? Nothing changed. I still go to the store. I still walk back home. But, you know, I miss those plastic bags.
Yes.
I really do.
I agree with you on the plastic bags.
I miss those plastic bags where it was just a little bit easier, a little bit nicer, and I didn't have to walk around my house wondering what I'm going to pick up the dog's poop with every day or so. I miss, Joe, the little, and I get a little nostalgia kick every time I see it, that little jar on the counter of the corner store or wherever you are. Give a penny, take a penny. You know, never there anymore. Nobody actually uses pennies.
That's right.
Nobody pennies would give a penny. Nobody would take a penny.
Right.
There's no use for it anymore. But I liked a little reminder to, I'll be kind, help out somebody every once in a while. You get a couple pennies, leave it in the dish for somebody who might need it and come up short change.
Right.
I like stuff like that. Gone by the wayside. I don't, like, what is it for you? Like, are there little things of the past you wish would kind of come back around, you'd be happy to see again?
Well, I'll tell you this first before I get to my list. The Penguin Sabres 90s logo, those logos have the 90s written all over them. I mean, those are, you look at those and you think the 90s. They're very 90s.
It's interesting
aesthetic.
Because objectively speaking, for both teams, like what they're wearing now is much better. Like the Sabres blue and gold uniform.
Yes.
You know, the real blue and gold, not the dark blue that looks like black on TV, but the real blue
yep.
uniform with the old logo and what the Penguins wear with the Penguin playing hockey. Those uniforms are objectively better. But because you grew up with them at a certain period of time, I just like yeah. the other thing better because it was your sweet spot of watching it. It's what I remember growing up. It is pleasing to the eye. It's nice to see the old matchup, even though I know the other one is actually better.
Yeah.
And they're kind of ugly jerseys and logos.
Yeah. You know, I miss the plastic bags, too. I think the paper bags are so difficult to carry when they're not doubled in the plastic bag. Especially the paper bags, even the paper bags with handles, because those break halfway to the car. All right. Most people know what I'm talking about. You're halfway to the car and your bag breaks. Or maybe that's because I'm putting the stuff in the bag. But Brian, there's a lot of stuff that quietly went away that I would like to see come back. Now, one of these, you're going to laugh at me because I probably shouldn't say this after talking about watching a Hallmark movie. But things that went away. Remember back 5-10 years ago, if you needed something, you know, for me, I like to go sometimes and, I need a new hat or I need this. Going to a mall that actually had stores in it. You know, now there's just one. You go to the Boulevard Mall, 50-50 shot, you're going to find what you need. It was nice. I went through an obsession where I liked to get, I had some extra money. I'd get a new hat. There's no lid store in the Boulevard Mall. I can't find, a hat unless it's
a shopaholic.
Yes.
It sounds like a good thing that it doesn't exist.
Maybe that's it. But the fact, it's more difficult, I find, to get a selection of things that you need. I am not I need this outfit in a few days. I'll order it online. I need this outfit tonight. Let's go see what I can find. And I find, you've got your places here and there, but all in one place, those are kind of whittling away.
I'm interested. Now I want to know what you're doing where you say to yourself, I need an outfit for tonight.
Well, that hasn't come up in the last few months, but I can think of, this is a while ago, this is 4 years ago, but the second date I went on with my wife, I didn't have anything that looked good, and I went to the Boulevard Mall, and I put something together very quick, and that's what I wore.
It worked.
Yes, that outfit no longer fits me, but it was a nice outfit 4 years ago.
I on our text, 8030930 this morning, by the way, 8030930, you can join myself and Joe Beamer. And is there something from the past that you miss? On our text board, already some things coming in. I was going to say from the other day, Halloween, and I was thinking this passing, somebody left a bowl of candy out there, and I didn't see any of this being passed around on Halloween. You know what I miss every now and then? So, a double bubble.
A double bubble.
Or just, a little Bazooka Joe.
Okay.
Or just like that, a piece of gum. It tastes like, people say it's bubblegum flavored. It's not. It's sugar flavored.
Okay.
And you just chew it. It gives you a nice little jaw workout for a few minutes. The flavor goes away. And then you stick it under a desk or something like that.
Yeah, you put it in a trash can. I know what you mean.
Yeah, what I meant to say.
Yeah.
But I have not seen. Where would you even go to get that?
I was going to say a candy store, but those don't exist either. The last time I remember getting double bubble because I had 5 tickets at Chuck E. Cheese, and that's all my 5 tickets could get me.
They had it there?
It was in the counter, yeah, next to the Tootsie Rolls. Do you want Tootsie Rolls or double bubble?
You can only eat a double bubble, too, if it's, properly aged. It needs to be sitting out for, 10 years.
Yeah, you don't want it right off the line.
Yeah, you need to crack a little bit of a tooth when you pop into that double bubble for the first time. On our text board this morning, a few people chiming in. Someone said the toll booths workers when they cross a bridge, which
hey, that's what they miss. I can't relate.
Again, this is the thing. It's just, it's a feeling. You can't quite explain it sometimes. Like the jersey thing tonight. like my rational brain, like, yeah, they're wearing, it doesn't matter. I actually like, if I sat down and think about it, I like the uniforms that they wear now better. But there's something about the old, ugly jerseys that I like. And for this person, there's something about waving to somebody crossing a toll booth that you kind of like. Hey, good luck crossing the bridge.
You know when I finally rode off toll booths was when I lost the ticket on the thruway and they made me pay the full rate of booth to booth?
Well, you know what has people wishing the toll booth was back was the thingy's not right. working. These and being charged the full rate.
You're right. I've been found in that too. You have an easy pass and they're also charging your license. You're right. You know what? How about just toll collecting in New York State sucks? Either way. They can't get it right.
I miss driving in a different state every time I come back after a long vacation.
Welcome to New York. We will bill you.
Worry about, hey, grab the Easy Pass, stick it up there, you know, because I don't have the thing on my windshield. How about this one? You know, social media in the news, we're talking a lot about TikTok. This one, should it be banned because China is just looking at everything you're doing? Should it, Elon Musk and Twitter and whatever the heck is going on there? You know what I miss, Joe?
What's that?
MySpace.
MySpace, yes. You could pick your own theme song.
Had a comeback. Like, wasn't that the perfect... Like, I think social media peaked maybe right there.
That's right.
MySpace.
Well, but MySpace now, you'd have to get... You couldn't rank your friends.
Why not?
I don't think that's acceptable in 2022. You know what?
I like that, too. I like that, too. Know where you stand. You're allowed to have one best friend. You know what? It's a nice way of saying, you know what, I like you, but not as much as these two other people.
Yeah, okay, that's fair.
And there's nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that. I thought that was like, that's the pinnacle of social media right there.
I already have a self-confidence issue, so I'm okay with the top friends not being part of the rebirth of MySpace.
I think we should bring it back. Just, you know, a little, hey, maybe you should be a better friend. And climb up these rankings. Just everyone, the more I think about it, maybe that was a little bit more cutthroat than some of the social media you see today.
That's right.
But people didn't feel the need to post an update every little. Could you even post an update?
I don't remember what MySpace. I remember my page and picking a background and having a song play, and having your pictures. I don't remember. Were there words involved?
Yeah, you'd like write,
on someone's wall.
You'd write to other people, but not just to everybody.
That's actually not a bad idea.
That was nice. Maybe I'll make a comeback.
Writing to somebody and not just out there for everybody to see.
Someone else, Perkins, Friendlies. What about you? 803-0930.
Someone had to say Wilson Farms. You know that song is still stuck in my head.
Yeah.
Well, 2 days later.
Sing it during the break, Joe.
Can I say, before we go to break, someone said, you watched the Hallmark movie Over the World Series? The World Series was 7-0 when I started the Hallmark movie, and the UB game was already mostly over.
You watched a baseball game and a Hallmark movie.
And I had the UB game on.
You accomplished a lot.
I sure did. I had a busy night. That's why I'm so tired this morning.
We'll be back here at BMAZ and Beamer on WBEN.
Hey, welcome back. BMAZ and Beamer on a Wednesday here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Talking about nostalgia, there's one for you, Brian. Weird Al. Nostalgia takes you back. I wish Weird Al would come out with another album. He's just coming out with a movie, though.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think you can... Here's something interesting. I don't think you can really... Music can, for sure, take you back to a certain place in time.
Yes.
I don't know if you can really be... nostalgic for music because it's always there. I
certain
can't
types
be
of music
longing for, but I mean, it's always there. You can always listen to it. Like it's just always readily available to you. I mean, you can be nostalgic for the times when you know, say a lot of people would say, hey, you know, and seeing the Stones at the stadium back in, you know, all these great huge concerts and what, like you can be nostalgic for that. Or, you know, wish that you were young again, or, you know, any of these things. But, like, the music itself, I don't know if that, like, really falls in. The music isn't gone. Like, the music's always there.
Right.
The, like, MySpace is gone. You know?
I think MySpace is actually still there.
Well, but it's not, you know, it's not anything like what it used to be.
Right.
The give a penny, take a penny is gone. And we're not bringing it back. Why we started talking about this? Well, tonight I'm going to the Sabres game, and for the first time in 20 years, it's going to be a matchup of their old 90s logos. Both teams are wearing their special jerseys later tonight. And that's like, I love it. It's what I grew up with. It's cool to see something like that making a comeback. And I wonder, like, what little things have gone away that you wish would just come back? Things that just kind of silently drift off. No big, ordeal about it or anything like that. It doesn't really matter in the grand scheme of things, but you just kind of like it. 803-0930 to join us here on WBEN. A lot of people have chimed in with some good answers on the text board so far. You can call in with yours.
MySpace has 150 employees in 2022.
Where are you getting that from?
Wikipedia, so it must be true.
That's... Yeah. Well, I mean, if it's still around, someone's got to run it, right?
I'll tell you, things I miss, we talked about this during the break. Pizza Hut Pizza Buffet. That was a go-to in college. The Pizza Hut on Delaware, which I believe is now at Domino's. That was a go-to. Cheap lunch. There was also a place called the Tony Pepperoni's across the street. The idea of the Pizza Buffet, you don't see those popping up around Western New York. That was... That's a thing of the past that kind of just, they closed, and you just, it's not something you can go and visit.
Yeah, you know, somebody said, nostalgic for the medium through which you listen to the music. And I was just about to say, I don't think you can be nostalgic for the music itself. The music itself is there, but I think the medium is critical there. And MySpace, to a large part, that was a medium. Like, yeah. I do kind of miss the days of being able to plod through different bands' pages and find new music that way. I have this for CDs where they still exist. I know because I still buy them. Sometimes I feel like the only person who's still buying them. I still new releases and old stuff too because it's so cheap now. Some of the older CDs that I always wish I had, but new stuff especially, I buy it on a CD. It's the best audio you can get is on a CD. And I just like it, but I do miss like CD players aren't in cars anymore. There's no CD. Try and find a CD player like where you are right now. I mean, like, good luck trying to find one anywhere near you. Like, maybe you're still listening to us on one of those old like little radio circular boombox with the CD in it. Like, maybe that's it, but you probably don't have a CD player right around you. So you do miss a little something. Like, I always kind of had this idea that it would be cool. Like, my kids could go through all these CDs, and it was just such an easy way to discover music that's so different from, like, the streaming services or the apps.
You pick and choose
that you
songs.
Have right now. You see this. It's all curated by one person, like it's their taste that you're choosing from. Like, in the same way I used to do this at my uncle's house, who go through all of his CDs and pick out like whatever. All right, like, this sounds good, and I'd like leave with a stack of 10 to listen to. I was like, oh, I really like this, I really like that, what else sounds like this? It kind of go on through that. Like, I that's not going to happen anymore, even though it still exists. I just can't see that ever returning.
Yeah, people, I mean, as you said, people aren't buying CDs like they used to, and people aren't listening to full albums, which I kind of think is sad. You know, an artist that you admire, an artist you like, puts out a full album, and you kind of skip right through it. I'll tell you what people are buying, though, Brian. I know you and I have talked about this. Vinyl. I was at Target yesterday, and they have a huge Taylor Swift CD and vinyl display. There were plenty of CDs to choose from. The vinyl was out of stock.
Oh, yeah, well, that's where they make their money.
Yeah.
That's like the collector, whatever, vinyl, and all these different versions. She put out like, what, 20 different versions of her new album, like all that you can collect and do whatever. It is kind of crazy what you find. And I wonder how many people who bought that are actually listening to it that way.
Yeah.
Like, isn't that don't you wonder? You see all these people buying big new vinyl records. How many actually listen to the record
that they buy?
They have it for, I don't know, or they're trying to resell it online or something like that?
I mean, the CD and vinyl, if you buy the CD or the vinyl, you get 3 tracks that aren't available on streaming. So that's her pitch to come and get her CD, her physical copy, to get those three extra songs.
To actually buy the physical copy again.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty cool. It's gotten so expensive now, though. I saw somebody put out, an ad for a record store, and it was, three records for $60. Like, where else can you get a deal like that? And I was like, what? I thought anywhere, but I guess not. They've gotten so expensive. The Beatles, last Friday, there's a super deluxe edition of Revolver, like maybe one of the greatest records ever released. And it's very cool, and I would love to grab, they have a 5 CD version, and I think it might be across like 7 LPs if you buy the record. It's like $200. It's like, you know.
Wow.
I love it. I love to listen to it. Even the CD version is like $140, $150. Like, well, I don't know if I, you know, I have this already, like 3 times over. I don't know if I need another version that badly.
Yeah, you know, I will say that I do miss, it was always fun going to Media Play, going to Circuit City, and or even Walmart and Target, and going to the back of the store in the racks of CDs, right? And they were alphabetical, well, at the beginning of the day. Then people, you know, all of a sudden you'd find something, you know, at the end of
I always put mine back where they belong.
All right. But I miss that. I miss how you used to be able to preview music. Remember at Media Play, you could take the CD,
things.
Scan it with the headphones on?
I don't ever remember that.
Oh, yeah. You would.
I remember they had the station there, right? And it would show you they had like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 different CDs loaded up.
You're right.
And you could press a button and start to listen to one of them.
I'm thinking of FYE. FYE had, you could scan the UPC with the headphones on, and it would play samples.
Which they later
of
became
the
basically the same thing. Media Play and FYE.
Yeah. Sam Goody. They all became, yeah.
Pretty much the exact same thing.
But I do miss stores like that. Media Play was a fun time.
Which by the way, the CD costs that I'm just mentioning, CD costs now are like back up to where they were. It's for new releases.
Yep.
Back when you were looking at the new Fastball CD and it was $20 at your whatever was in the mall.
But I was also, you know, I always had to find something a little cheaper that my parents would buy me. So when I went to Media Play, I'd go to the used section. And that's where I would get my CDs because I could get 2 CDs in the used section for what one new one would cost me.
And you can find gold.
Yes.
In the used section.
Yes.
Because you'd find what people would turn in, which was not always the same at what the store would buy in, you know, what they think that would sell. So you'd find some rare finds, some gems in there. I just bought you could buy it online, but I never wanted to, you know, you buy online, you pay for shipping. It's an old punk record that I used to love, saw the band in like the early 2000s, and at a local record store on CD, found it, you know, used, somebody had turned it in, gold for me, boom, and
nice.
$4. Like, there you go. It's something you love to have. And who knows? I'll probably listen to it 4 times, $1 a play, you know, for all the trouble that you have to go through now to play a CD. I love stores like that, and it's why I still like to go to an actual bookstore. And my wife is always like, why would you go there? Like, but I will go to a bookstore even if I would buy the book that I end up choosing online later, because it's like that paralysis by analysis thing. It's like you can have so many options where it actually limits what you, that's what like music is now with you. You can listen to any song ever recorded in the world at the push of a button on your phone. So what do? You end up listening to way less music than you ever would have before, when you could kind of in an hour's time go through what all your options were and choose something new from what's going on. So that's, I like to be at a bookstore. There's no way I could choose a new book to read online by like, I'll just keep scrolling and scrolling and scrolling forever. I'm like, oh, this one looks good. This one looks good. I like being at a store. You have a limited option, but you have your options right there. And it's like, all right, you got to pick one of these to go on with. And it helps make the decision for you a little bit. That's what I miss. Yep. About, you know, the physical media being in front of you.
Last time I went to a bookstore, I actually bought a book. We walked across the street to a bookstore, got a drink, and then I got a book, the 1,200 words you need to know to sound smart. And I've been making my way through that book. But if I hadn't, I would never have bought that online. I saw it walking through Barnes and Noble, and now I'm
working my way
through that book.
That's an interesting book for me, because I don't think that would actually work.
Do I sound any smarter?
But like to have that, like to me, you'd have to learn the words through reading them in a book.
Yeah, it's probably what it's more meant for.
I couldn't, like,
I'm just looking through it.
It sounds like you just bought a dictionary.
For smart people. And guess what? I feel very dumb after looking through it.
But like, I can't, it's like a spelling test. You're getting ready for a...
Yeah, it's just words in the definition. It's not an actual book.
Yeah.
But I thought it would be something to help my vocabulary.
Well, yeah, I mean, I could see. I would need that put into like an actual book to read.
Yeah.
And then you'd pick up on it.
Yeah, I got to read a book.
What's coming in on the text board, 803-0930. Someone said, what about VHS? And this is like the yes and no, where I understand what you're saying. And this is like the Blockbuster thing is what we're talking about here. Like, I miss being able to, you can now watch any movie you want to with the click of a button at home. You can rent any movie you want to with the click of a button at home. You go through the selection. There's way more to choose from. But I do miss going into the video store. You have what you have in front of you. You choose something. And then you go out with it.
Yes.
And you're definitely going to watch it. You're going to sit through it because you bought it and rented it. And somebody said, what about VHS? The medium itself I don't miss because it stunk. Like, go back and watch a VHS now and look at how terrible the picture quality is compared to anything you watch right now.
So we did that. I think you talked about going and finding a VCR. I wanted a VCR to watch Home Alone on VHS. So I finally get one at the Goodwill. We get it hooked up. We put Home Alone in, right, getting ready. You know, and the turns on. And the first preview, I look to my wife, I go, we are not watching 2 hours of this. I mean, it's just, it was bad on a tube TV. Imagine it now stretched out on what's supposed to be an HD television.
Oh, yeah.
And standard def. I mean, stuff popping all over the screen. It was, but to the texter's point, watching the coming attractions was a lot
part.
Of fun.
That's what I was going to get to. This person texting in, having to sit through all the previews at home. You know, switching the TV channel and everything, I could do without that. But I think it's watching all the previews. Oh, that looks interesting. Like, oh, okay, we got that. I still to this day, if I go to the movies, one of my favorite parts is the previews. Mm-hmm. Oh, hey. And so I can go, hey, I like that one. We should see that. I'll never see it.
Right.
Like, I never see any of these movies that are, but I can think that I will in the future and say, yeah, that would be nice to see.
I wanted to see the Jake Gyllenhaal ambulance movie. Still haven't seen it. But when the Coming Attraction came on, I said, we are going to see that movie.
Yeah, that's, yeah. There's probably 200 movies I've said that about over the time. But I like that because it kind of exposes you to movies that I wouldn't have seen. You'll exactly. End up seeing a couple of them.
Yeah.
Eventually.
Of course. Eventually, yes.
But I like that little... You don't get that now anymore. All the bonus features on DVDs, that's a little thing that I miss all the time. I used to collect all the DVDs. I have all The Office on DVD.
You can find all that the extra stuff on YouTube.
The deleted scene. Can you, though? You can?
A lot of the Seinfeld stuff you can. I don't know about The Office.
But like, I don't want to search through it on YouTube and do it. I like, you have it on, I can watch the episode, and I can watch its deleted scenes. I can watch it with commentary if I want all that. Like, that's what I liked about the disc.
Yeah.
I don't know if any of that stuff exists anymore.
I'm still a fan of the Seinfeld DVD collection. And the one thing, I mean, the bloopers, all that, but the backwards episode, you could watch forward, which when I first got that DVD, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch this forward instead of the way it aired backward. But you can't find that on Netflix. You have to have the DVD.
Yeah. The cool stuff like that.
Yeah.
And that's like, that's a perfect example of like what we've been talking about today. Does it matter that it's gone? No. Does anyone miss it? Apparently not. But I do. Like, I liked it.
Yeah.
It was nice to have. And if it came back, I would be like, yes, this would be fun to sit down and watch someday.
Yeah.
Now it's mostly, you know, I still have all those DVDs. Do I ever watch that stuff that we're just talking about? No.
No.
Like, I don't have time to sit down and put in. But it's an option that's there. It's nice to know. And I did at one point watch it when I bought them. Like, that was high school. You know, got all the time in the world after school to do whatever. Put in a DVD, you can watch special features all night long.
I mean, I'm nostalgic for getting a game cartridge and putting it into a game system. Is it better? No. The graphics suck. But that'd be cool to have a Sega Genesis, take Sonic 2, put it, you know, put the cartridge in and play all day because you can't save it.
I don't. If I ever went back to play video games, I would probably say that I would prefer older ones.
The old bad graphics?
Well, like, aren't they just too good now? Like, doesn't it become a point where it's too realistic that it's like, part of this is, I mean, it's a game.
I only play two games, but like, yes, I think you're...
I'm not trying to actually stick handle a puck here.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm sure that there's some of that going on now. Someone texting in, do you ever listen to reel-to-reel tapes? One of my uncles refurbished a reel-to-reel, and he says the same thing, the best sound quality he's ever heard in his life. I don't, you know... I'll have to go there and see for myself. I'll have to see also, you know, we wear headphones all day. I'll have to see how much of that I can actually discern for myself anymore after blasting my ears, you know, 6 hours a day every single day.
I'll tell you, your ears are so much better than mine, Brian, because I've been in that chair after you've sat there and I've had to crank the headphones up about double where you are. So whatever you're doing, you're doing it right.
I keep them low on purpose.
Yeah, I'm about to go deaf.
I keep them low on purpose to do that. I already, you know, my wife will tell you. She's like, you can't hear anything. I go, well, you mumble. And that's a back and forth. She's like, no, I don't. Like, yeah, you do. And then it keeps on going like that. But I want to keep it sharp so that I can, just like this guy is talking about, right? And discern the difference. Or maybe I'd be happier if I didn't know the difference.
Can I say one more thing that I'm nostalgic for? Again, I don't know if it made the store better, but when stores, now I know you can still go to Subway at Walmart and Starbucks at Target, but when stores had a food area. We talked about this on Monday. When like Hills had the Hills Cafe, Kmart had, you know, it was like concession stand type food.
Target used to have that. A little bit of popcorn, and I would walk around the store.
And I would complain that the whole store smelled like popcorn, but that's something I'm kind of nostalgic about.
You complained about it?
Well, I didn't, but I know people who complained about the smell.
That was
pizza and popcorn.
That's the greatest smell in the world.
Now it smells like a Starbucks.
Yeah, that doesn't do anything for me.
Like Kmart, before Kmart started going downhill.
All of them.
Yeah.
All of them.
They all had these concessions. Like, bring that back.
Concession stands?
Concession stands.
Random concession stands.
The only one I know, and they might have taken it out because I haven't lived there in 2+ years, is the Target in Orchard Park still had the old school stand. But I'm guessing since they remodeled all the stores, that's gone.
It's funny you bring that up. I was thinking about that the other day, about, you know, going to a Sabres game or something at the arena. There is room for something like that in that general downtown area. A, like, concession-type, fast-food-type place.
Yes.
There's a lot of great options around there, but nothing that's, you know, if I need to eat something very quick, you know, I don't have a lot of time. I'm going, you know, I'm thinking specifically, I'm going to the arena for a game or a show or something like that. It would be nice to be able to park somewhere. And then you're able to, on the way, you know, hey, we got a roller dog.
Yeah.
There's an okay pizza. We got popcorn here.
Bag of peanuts.
Sure. Peanuts, you know, I don't want people dumping peanut shells all over the city
okay,
streets.
Okay, bags. Cracker Jacks.
Cracker Jacks. You have something like that. You can hit it on the way into the arena. You just want like a little something like a burrito.
Half the price of anything in the arena.
Exactly. Like it's a reasonable concession. I feel like there's a place for that.
I like
downtown
that.
Somewhere.
Yes.
I know I personally would hit that up all the time because I'm envisioning this already tonight. I'm going to go down there. I'm going to get there early, but not necessarily early enough to sit down, wait for food to be made, eat, and right. then go in. I don't want to pay $12 for a slice of pizza, so I'm just going to probably not eat anything.
Yeah.
So I think there's room for that somewhere.
Well, that's why I missed. There used to be two pizza.
Bring names.
There used to be two pizza places downtown, one on Main Street and one on Chippewa, that you could grab a slice and, on a warmer day, walk down to the arena, and now both those options are gone. So, Brian, I think that's the perfect idea. I would call it like a permanent hot dog cart.
Yes.
Dogs. Yeah,
that's exactly what I was thinking of. There's hot dogs, carts, something a little bit more permanent. Maybe there's a roof to or a table nearby if you wanted to just stand there.
A heater when you walk in.
Yes.
You can warm up a little while you're waiting for it.
We'll bring this one.
No, this stays here.
But something like that would be nice. Well, Joe, we'll be back.
Now I'm nostalgic for all this stuff.
I know. Well, you know, maybe we can bring some of it back.
By the way, I have to say this before we go. The last time the Sabres and Penguins played with these logos, it was the last game before Lemieux returned for the Penguins, according to the article that you posted.
Not returned.
Oh, returned
from like a little bit of an injury.
Yeah, yeah.
Not the big return.
Right, no.
But yeah.
And future Sabre, Johan Hedberg was in.
I found the article. It was like all this old stuff. It was pretty cool. Hey, we'll be back here tomorrow. BMaz and Beamer on WBEN.